Hello, today is Thursday, July 3rd, 2008, and this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the June 2008 U.S. employment situation that was about as expected, but expectations were quite low. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported that the unemployment rate was unchanged at 5.5% in June, after rising 0.5% in May. That 5.5% unemployment rate was the result of only 12,000 more unemployed people, but the civilian labor force had contracted by 144,000, and there was 155,000 fewer people employed in June. And the number of people no longer in the workforce rose by 365,000 to more than 79 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 62,000. So far this year, the economy has lost 438,000 jobs. Manufacturers continue to cut payrolls by 69,000 jobs in June, a similar trend in the construction sector that continued to dismantle itself with a loss of 34,000 jobs. Natural resources and mining picked up some momentum with a gain of 7,000, no doubt fueled by the nation's growing energy requirements. The service-providing sector was essentially flat with a gain of only 7,000 new jobs. And the sad thing is, if you take the government jobs out of that picture, it means that there was a loss of 22,000 service sector jobs in June. The retail trade sector continued to reduce their inventory of jobs in June by 7,500. Perhaps gas stations acted too quickly when they eliminated 6,300 jobs in May because they added 3,500 in June. Professional and business services were hit again hard last month with a loss of 51,000 jobs, with temporary help services, more on that later, a major reason for the decline in the number of jobs in this sector. The decline would have been greater, say, for computer systems design and related services that factored in 5,700 new jobs, and management and technical consulting services that created 7,000 more jobs in June. Education and health services continue to be smart and healthy about job creation and added 29,000 jobs, about evenly split between its two major subsectors, educational services, which added 15,300 jobs, and healthcare and social assistance that added 13,700 jobs. Home healthcare services provide 3,100 more jobs, as did hospitals in June. The start of the summer season meant 24,000 new jobs in leisure and hospitality. And as previously mentioned, the government added 29,000 jobs total in June, but most at the local 10,000 and state 15,000 levels, although the federal government managed to find the need for 4,000 new positions. June was another bad month for temporary help services. Employment was 2,424,800, and that was down 30,400, or 1.2% from the previous month, and down 6.9% from June 2007. Temporary help services also lost market share last month. It was 1.76% of all jobs in June. That's the low it's been in 4.5 years, since the last time it was at that level was January 2004. Many people are under a false impression about the definition of a recession. The National Bureau of Economic Research is generally considered the unofficial authority to say when recessions begin and end. It, and I quote, does not define a recession in terms of two consecutive quarters of decline in real GDP. Rather, a recession is a significant decline in economic activity spread across the economy lasting more than a few months, normally visible in real GDP, real income, employment, industrial production, and wholesale retail sales, end quote. Well, real GDP, while still in positive territory, has declined in growth. Real income is still growing, albeit greatly assisted by the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008, also known as the tax rebate. Employment and jobs have been down for several months. Industrial production has been down for 3 of the first 5 months of this year, and wholesale retail sales have slowed considerably. You decide if the country is in a recession. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.